Welcome to Pardon My French.
The podcast that teaches you French in a fun and casual way.
So my name is Tom.
And my name is James.
Enjoy the show. So welcome back to Pardon My French podcast.
What?
Yeah, so welcome back to the people who have been listening as loyal dogs would.
Loyal dogs to their masters.
Yeah, and hello to any new listeners.
Yes.
If you are a new listener, probably not the best episode to start on.
Well, it's going to be a bit abstract because there's a kind of theme of strangeness throughout our podcast, but you'll quickly get used to it. So welcome to the show, and we hope you'll stay on board for the rest of the entirety of the time
that we produce a podcast.
Correct.
Which could be any amount of time.
Yes.
And so as you can tell from James's musical intro, that you might have guessed that this podcast is going to be on
music, which the hills are alive with, apparently.
Yeah, so I've heard that.
Yeah,
I haven't heard much music in the hills.
No,
not like,
you not heard the chirp of the bird.
Not really.
The warble of the little, you know, eagle.
Chaffinch.
Yeah.
Not
much. I wake up to those sounds.
I hear dripping sounds like ice melting.
That's the tap. That's me brushing my teeth.
Oh, okay.
That's not nature. That's dental hygiene.
I need to get out more.
Yeah, you do. You get out in a band.
In a band?
Meet some people, start a rock band.
Well, I could, maybe not a rock band, because I can't play any like rocky instruments.
No? What can you play?
I can play the trumpet.
Oh!
And but I learned initially the tenor horn. Got a grade one in tenor horn, then thought it was big. It was like the size of my torso at the time.
How much did they cost?
I ain't got a clue. Borrowed it.
About a tenor?
Oui.
Hey. All right, well, do you want to know what tenor horn is in French?
Oui.
I'll tell you.
Go on.
Okay, tenor horn in French is a corps tenor.
Corps tenor.
Yeah, it's kind of good because it rhymes.
Yeah, corps tenor.
Corps tenor. Yeah, she played the old corps tenor.
Yes.
What do you play? So, yeah, corps tenor. I actually, when I was younger, I used to play the French horn.
French horn.
Yeah, which actually, in French, doesn't actually have the word French in it.
Why is it called the French horn then, do you reckon?
Who knows? There's a lot of things like that. There's the word for custard in French. You know what it is?
Le crème anglaise.
Yeah. Even though, I don't know, I don't feel that patriotic about custard.
Someone bought it for me because they knew I was English. Like, look what I found. Le crème anglaise.
If someone said they'd found a pot of custard.
It was in the store.
In the store, yeah.
It wasn't. It was actually in France, not Switzerland.
There you go. So, it's weird. So the French horn is just cor. Encore. So the tenor horn is a bit like saying the same thing, but with tenor at the end. You've got cor and a cor tenor.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, man. But my French horn was so big. As a small child, carrying it. Yeah, I know. I tell that to the ladies as well, yeah. You want to see my French horn? It's massive. And I used to carry it in this big case.
And hard case as well, because it had to be protective.
Yeah, you got to protect yourself when you've got a big horn like that. And it was just like, it was enormous.
Mm.
And
I think that's one of the reasons I changed from tenor horn to trumpet.
Yeah.
I was also tempted by the cornet because it was like a smaller trumpet, obviously. I thought, even smaller.
Yeah.
I should have just like switched to the kazoo.
You should have, yeah.
But now, I'd be an amazing kazooist.
It's not got quite as much range, as it, musically?
No.
I don't know. One of my favourite artists is a guy called Tyondi Braxton, and he uses kazoos in his music.
Yeah.
Yeah, really
like
interesting.
A good kazoo. Do you know what we did? We remember we watched that video of we looked up Sam and the Womp.
Yeah.
Because not living in England, we didn't really understand what this thing was. And then we realised that it
and
was
And then
quite
watching
big.
It, we still didn't really understand what
yeah.
it was.
So we tried to see if they had any more songs. They didn't, but they did do like an acoustic version, didn't they?
Yeah, they did on an Australian radio show.
Well, because they won Australian, like,
Australians got talent.
Or something like that.
Australia's got talent, mate.
Where's that based? South Africa?
New Zealand.
Okay.
But they watch it over there as well.
Good accent.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Yeah, so the kazoo.
So the kazoo.
The underrated instrument of the world.
Well, kazoo is kind of, it's similar shape to kind of trumpets and horns, isn't it? It's that kind of outward facing shape. A bit like a horn shape. Which leads us, interestingly, onto my first point of the evening. So The words we just heard were cor and cor tenor.
Yeah.
Okay. But the French word for horn, like you might get on a bull, is is corne.
Corn?
Yeah, a bit like corn on the cob, but with an E on the end. Corne.
Uh-huh.
La corne. And you actually find this word popping up again and again, right? So the word for bagpipes, for example, is, it's not just like sack pipes, you know, which might be an easy translation.
Or sack of pipes.
A sack of pipes. It's actually cornemuse.
Cornemuse?
Cornemuse. Which which kind of means the horn, or like a musical horn. Or more literally, it's probably like the horn of a muse. Like, you know, in olden days, a muse would be someone who entertained the king or people. And so it goes back, you know, it dates back a long way, So cornemuse. You could even think of the popular band Muse, if you want to think of that. Imagine Matt Bellamy, like...
And the popular band Korn.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So maybe them joining together. Yeah. There's even actually a funny video on YouTube of Matt Bellamy wearing the mask from Korn.
Really?
Yeah, he's going, well, I won't say it, it's a bit rude, but he's going, sit down.
Okay.
Sit the something down.
So look that one up.
Yeah, it's worth a look.
I'll watch that after we have this podcast.
But the similarities of horn, or the, I don't know, the penetration of horn into our language doesn't stop there, because if you've ever had a cornetto, an ice cream, that's kind of horn-shaped, isn't it?
Yes.
You ever thought of that?
Yep.
And if you ever read fantasy novels, and there's a kind of white horse-like beast with a big single horn on its forehead, what do you call that?
A unicorn.
A unicorn?
Yeah.
Because it's got one horn.
Yeah.
There you go. And in French, a unicorn is just licorne.
Licorne?
Yeah, licorne.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is the unicorn French? Is that what we're saying here? Probably.
What we're saying is we don't know the origin of the unicorn, but we know it probably comes from, you know, Central Europe.
They probably originated from
South France. Central Europe, yeah.
And then they obviously got extinct.
Yeah, I think they're being reintroduced at the moment in the Swiss Alps.
Really?
Yeah.
Along with the chamois. Think they'll get on.
And the alpine wolf.
Ooh, yeah. I'd love it if there's a wolf.
Do you know where? Do you know what wolf is in French? Because I'll tell you why I'm telling you that. Because Peter and the Wolf, is one of my favourite musical pieces of all time.
Yeah,
yeah. And in French, okay, I'll tell you, it's Pierre et le Loup.
Yeah.
Okay, and that just means Peter is Pierre.
Yeah.
And Loup, Loup.
Yep.
Is a wolf.
That's like in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Professor Lupin.
Professor Lupin is a werewolf.
Yeah.
So, so there you go. So
look at old J.K. Rowling go.
J.K. Rowling. Well, I think she used to live in Paris. And there's a street called...
Diagon Alley?
No, I don't think that one exists. Okay. No. And besides, that's in London, mate. So get it right.
Yeah, but she probably got the influence from her time in Paris.
Yeah, probably.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, there's a street called... the road of Nicolas Flamel.
Oh, okay.
Who is, I think he's the creator of the Philosopher's Stone. If I'm not
creator
mistaken.
Or holder or something.
Holder, inventor. He's probably, he patented it, yeah.
Yeah. So, got a patent into the office.
So Voldemort, even if he got his hands on it, he would have been paying royalties all his life.
I don't think he minded.
And it'd have been a long life because he couldn't die. Yeah. Strangely, Voldemort actually drank unicorn blood to stay alive. So there's a little roundabout.
What is going on? J.K. Rowling is...
she just knows what's happening, doesn't she?
You've got a bit of a review of her book, haven't you? Her most recent one.
Her most recent one is the Casual Vacancy. Yeah.
You've been moaning about it to me for the past week.
Well, it's just taking a bit of time to get through, really. And it's so... I think it's just because it's so realistic after her last novel. It's a little bit trying on the old eyes and ears.
Mm. I think anything she did, though, didn't really matter, did it? Because whatever she had sell, this next book was always going to sell after Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It could have been anything.
It could have been anything, yeah. And it was something.
And that's all you're going to say?
It was just anything.
Maybe we should just do a whole episode on books.
Yeah. I think that'll probably be as part of our media section.
Yeah. How long is the media section going to last?
I don't know.
A month? A good month?
Could be an average month, but yeah.
Oh. If it was February, that'd be like a small month.
Yeah. I'm not sure, really. But we'll find out. But yeah, so Professor Lupin, is a wolf, and that's Loup. And he is actually a werewolf, and in French that is a loup-garou.
A loup-garou?
Yeah, so loup is, the P is very silent at the end, it's like L-O-U-P, loup, and garou at the end. So loup-garou is a werewolf.
Do you know what the word garou means?
No, I don't think it's not really used on its own. It's really one of those words that is used in a very specific case and
just for
yeah, and it
possibly
I'm not sure
beasts.
Exactly, but it may have just been invented in some kind of in a fantasy context, so it only has that one meaning.
Yeah,
I think. So yeah, moving on, we've got some other instruments that have kind of French origin.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were playing your tenor horn or your corps tenor in a little orchestra, maybe.
I did used to play in an orchestra, but yeah. I hated it, so I quit.
Really? Was it a Philharmonic Orchestra?
No.
Which means the love of harmony.
I wasn't in love with it.
No?
No. I was more of a loner. I used to wear a leather jacket when I was at school, just carrying my trumpet over my shoulder.
It's not really sounds good, like a loner orchestra.
But it's not an orchestra.
You were like Beirut, were you?
I was just like a one-man band, but only with one man and one instrument, so not really a band.
Yeah.
Just a man. Just a boy and a trumpet.
You're just a man with a tenor horn, standing on a corner.
I was trumpet by then.
Oh, fair play. So at least you were maturing with age.
Of course.
Like a good wine. So the word oboe, which would be another instrument in your like one-man orchestra.
Mm-hmm, I could play the oboe.
Yeah. That comes from the French.
Mm-hmm.
And... So, I mean, because oboe, it looks a bit weird when it's written down, doesn't it?
Yeah.
O-B-O-E. It doesn't really... You can't really see where it comes from.
No.
But it's actually a misspelling of the French instrument, which is au bois.
Something wood.
Is it good.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's well,
I got.
We already know that it's a woodwind instrument, isn't it? So it's got the same use of the word wood in French. So that's what the bois means.
Mm-hmm.
And the au... just means high, or it can mean loud as well in a musical context.
Okay, yeah.
So basically it's saying like it's a high-pitched woodwind instrument.
High wood.
So au bois becomes oboe.
Au bois.
In English.
I knew bois because we talked about it and we saw a sign today when we went on a walk, didn't we?
Yeah, we
Coupe
did.
Coupe de bois.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a cutting wood.
There was a lot of wood around there, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was plenty of wood, yeah. We saw some fallen trees, didn't we?
And some, you know, purposely took down trees.
Logs. They were natural logs, though, weren't they?
Natural, yeah. They grew like that.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Without any trunks and things.
Yeah.
No roots.
Yeah. No roots at all. Mm-hmm. Roots maneuver.
Ooh.
So, okay, so...
Musical.
Let's have a look at some other, like, musical terminology we might... need to use in our life.
Uh-huh.
So, let's start off. What's a song? So maybe
no idea.
A song that you like. Okay, so it's in French is chanson.
Chanson.
Chanson. Yeah.
Chanson.
Yeah. Chanson.
Okay.
Yeah, and if it's a song that you think is like a hit,
yeah,
you can say it's like it's the new hit. You know, mm-hmm. maybe you watch it on YouTube.
Yeah,
and it's a tube.
Un tube.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that before.
I think
before,
we have
actually,
had tube before. I don't know why, but...
Yeah.
I knew
and
that one.
What would you watch on YouTube? You'd watch a music video.
Music video, yeah.
Okay, and a music video is un clip.
Un clip?
So it's like watching a video clip.
Yeah.
So if you think of it like that, yeah, you say, oh, have you seen the clip of this artist, whatever. You know, we were watching a clip before, weren't we?
Yeah.
Of, what's his name?
Conor Maynard?
No. Well, we were watching a few. We watched the Will I Am and Britney.
Britney's
new song.
That's because we looked up the UK.
Are now rocking with Will I Am and
Britney, bitch.
Yeah, her British accent is so wrong.
That it is
so wrong.
But even though it is wrong, that song is really appealing for some reason. The beats are pretty good.
Yeah, the beats are good. It's almost like it would be as good without them.
Yeah.
But they just kind of distract you from having to focus on the music. So.
Yeah. People shouldn't like that song, but I bet there's a lot of people whose it's their little guilty pleasure, maybe.
Oh, God. Me included.
Yeah. So, because we looked up the iTunes top 10, didn't we?
Yeah.
And most of it was awful.
It was pretty bad, yeah. What was that? The new Calvin Harris song?
Yeah, Calvin Harris and Tiny Temper.
Terrible.
That was really bad. But the video was
terrible.
A bit weird. A bit like.
No rhythmic appeal at all, did it?
The devil in it and.
I thought it was a good video.
It was a bit.
The video is miles better than the song, though.
Yeah,
which
definitely.
Which
all the money went into the video.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a bit like...
I think probably some of it went to Calvin Harris as well.
You'd hope so. And Tiny Temper. Well, maybe not. It wasn't that good.
Well, I'd hope he got a bit, because he's got a really short temper.
Mm.
Yeah. He gets angry very quickly.
Why do you know that?
Because of his name.
Oh, we've talking about Calvin Harris.
No, Tiny Temper, obviously.
I was like, how? Wasn't he on TV once? It was like,
he's very irritable. Very irritable. Yeah, that's why he's called that. Didn't you know that?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I see him as a very lovely guy. I think it's like when they call Little John, Little John in Robin Hood.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Well, like ironic
yeah,
naming.
Yeah. You know, when you call your friend with no hair Curly.
Yeah.
I think we've been through this. I think this is something that I enjoy.
I know quite a tall guy. He's called Titch.
Yeah. So, it's too much.
Well.
Maybe. What were the other songs? What else was there? There wasn't much.
What else? So the one that we watched that we enjoyed was from Stone's Throw Records, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, but that's not in the top 10.
No, I know, that's true.
No, yeah, but yeah, we watched that one as well. That's a clip sent to us
by
the listener Max. Yeah, so he sent us a clip knowing that we'd be covering music in this episode.
And it was a good one.
Yeah, yeah. What was it? Homeboy Sandman.
Homeboy Sandman, yeah.
Yeah, from Stone's Throw Records. And they've got a really good album out called Quaker, or Quakers by Quakers.
Yeah.
It's like a 92 track long album.
92 tracks?
It's something ridiculous like that. Maybe 82. Oh, good God. But it's, I think it's like half instrumental and half from songs. But yeah, really good.
So that's our tip. That's our musical tip for the week.
Yeah, and we'll put a link on our Facebook and our blog and whatnot.
Yeah.
So check it out.
Yeah, so if it's instrumental, you'd probably need a composer, wouldn't you?
You'd hope so.
Yeah, which is, in French, compositeur.
Compositeur?
Yeah, or do you know, can you guess what the female version of that would be?
No.
Okay. It's just like acteur and actrice.
Yeah.
So what's it?
Compositrice?
Yeah, compositrice.
Compositrice.
Yeah, so that's a composer, or male or female.
Yeah. Sounds more like composition.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Makes more sense, really.
So that's who writes the music. But so as well as looking up top 10 hits, we were also looking up the best albums.
The
league table, if you will,
from Rolling Stone.
From the Rolling Stone magazine, yeah.
Yeah.
And can you remember what the top one was?
In the top 10, there's loads of the Beatles, isn't there?
Yeah, I think there was quite a lot. In fact, I think they were number one.
Yeah, which one?
With Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, which personally is one of my favourite albums.
We listened to it the other day in the bar.
Yeah, you? I did, yeah. When I went on a little road trip a couple of months ago.
The one you touched on in one of the first episodes.
Yeah, in our travel episode, yeah. The car that we travel around in was called Rita.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think we mentioned that, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we would always play this album, we'd turn up the song Rita and sing our hearts out.
Did the car appreciate it? Did it like work better?
Yeah,
it looked like a really bad car. It started bouncing on the motorway. Yeah,
which we actually found out was a problem with the suspension. Later on, we got it fixed.
But yeah.
So Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We can't exactly translate that because it's kind of a weird name, really.
Probably doesn't make sense.
But one word I did pick out, which you can make a few points from, is the word heart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is in French?
No, I don't.
Okay, so the word for heart in French is cœur.
Cœur?
Yeah, cœur.
How do you spell that?
It's, so it's C, and then it's like this letter, which you have in French, which is like an O and an E that are kind of welded together.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's a C, and then O-E, mm-hmm. and then U-R. Yeah? So it's actually, the word for sister is sœur.
Yeah.
And it's the same O-E that is merged together.
Okay.
So it's that kind of sound, okay? And we from this word cœur, we actually get the English word courage,
mm-hmm.
which means to have heart, to have a bold, strong heart, you know. So that's, and the same word is in French as well, courage.
Courage.
Yeah, so that's where we get the word from. And you can even nowadays, you can even wish someone kind of an expression of encouragement or support mm-hmm. by telling them bon courage. Yeah, so say you come up to me and you're like, oh, James, you know, I'm just going to go and, like, you know, put this IKEA shelf together.
Yeah.
And I know it's a tricky task. Yeah. And I've seen you struggle with it before. And so I'll say, oh, bon courage.
Is that a bit better than bon chance?
Well, bon chance is like good luck, which could almost be, it could in certain contexts be a bit ironic, you know? Like if something's almost impossible and you're saying, well, good luck.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Well, if on the instructions for the IKEA it said four people and I did it on my own.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas bon courage is, maybe someone is revising for an exam and you could tell them bon courage, like keep going, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm behind you. So that's a good one. Another thing you could say during an exam is tiens bon.
Tiens bon?
Yeah, which is like, it's a bit like hang in there.
That's quite nice.
Yeah, you ever seen that picture
the
of a kitten hanging on the rail?
And it's you put it above your desk.
Yeah.
Because you've got a really depressing life.
Yeah, if you've got a desk.
Yeah.
If not, then tiens bon. Because you're probably not doing great right now. But think of the cat. Or find it online in a... Realistically, probably in an internet cafe, because you probably don't own a computer.
Mm.
So, so that's a little offshoot from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
So the word...
Cœur.
Is that to do with, like, coronary as well?
Exactly. It's exactly the same thing, yeah. So a coronary bypass...
So obviously from the same source it would appear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think it's the Latin word for heart, which then kind of seeps into lots of different words. We'll actually see a little bit of Latin later on as well, which seeps as well in the same kind of way. Should we just do it now?
Do it now. I like a good bit of seepage.
Yeah, I do as well. So if you're playing music and maybe if you're a compositeur.
Yeah.
You will often deal with a treble clef.
A treble clef.
You know what it is?
Yep.
Can you describe what it looks like to the common man?
Not
that our viewers are common.
I am.
Yeah, okay, describe it to yourself.
I can't, how is, like a, what? It's like a swirly thing.
Like a swirly thing, yeah.
And a line.
So if you look it up in the dictionary, it'll probably say a swirly thing.
How would you describe, it?
Yeah, that was pretty spot on, actually.
It's hard to describe it
is,
without having it right in front of me.
It is, yeah. Well, the treble clef is in music, there's the treble clef and the bass clef, and they define basically the key that you start, that the music is kind of denoted in. So treble is obviously talking about the space in the musical spectrum, so treble is higher, bass is low. And the clef comes from the Latin word clavis, which means key.
Okay.
So that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That comes from there. But this clavis, the word for key, kind of is seeping everywhere. It's dripping all over. We need to put buckets out because it's just flooding the place. So, for example, the word for keyboard in French is clavier.
Clavier.
Yeah. So you could say, I play the clavier.
Yeah. How do you say I play the clavier in French?
You could say, je joue. De la clavier.
Je joue de la clavier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another thing is if you feel on your neck just here or on your collarbone.
Le clavicule.
Then it's your clavicle, yeah.
In French as well, yeah?
Yeah, I think it's the same
it
in
is.
French.
That's one I know.
Oh, it is, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Role reversal.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I learned that one.
I've tasted that medicine. And it is bitter.
And that's a fact right there.
So, and that means, clavicle means little key in Latin, roughly translated, yeah.
Is there any connection between the clef palate?
I think so. I'm not sure about that one, but I imagine it's a similar kind of thing.
Maybe.
I'm not
entirely
sure.
Something we can look up, eh?
But another one that appears in French again is the word for slave.
Slave?
Yeah, so you can imagine a key is to do with slaves, that you lock them up, don't you? And a slave is...
I generally don't. I don't own slaves.
No, you don't own slaves?
Not anymore. I did last year.
You sold them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get a pretty penny for them?
No.
Sold them for a bag of magic beans.
Magic beans.
Yeah. Just like Jack. So, yeah, the word for slave in French is esclave.
Esclave.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, again, this the word key keeps popping up. And it's just a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Is that the Latin bit? Is that what we did?
No, it's just a little Latin offshoot. Yeah,
nice.
We've got to like a bit.
Is that a romantic language? Or is that the feed into most romantic languages?
It's the source. It's pretty much the root of all the romantic
all
languages.
All
romance
in the world.
Basically, yes.
So, James, tell me what you think it is that makes the ultimate rock star.
I think you have to be a bit of a legend to start with.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is about your image.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. I mean, let's think, you know, Bowie used to wear a lot of makeup, didn't he?
Mm.
A lot of visual interest. You know, Kiss as well.
Adamant.
You know, do you think, I mean, how do you think Kiss got round to that? Were they just messing around and then they just got a bit carried away? And
no,
they were like,
it was a kids' party.
Was it?
It was a fact. They went to a kids' party.
Not just the zebras.
Yeah, and like someone didn't understand zebras.
Yeah.
They weren't stripy, they went all out. Stars what? And...
Stars and Stripes Forever.
Long tongues.
Yeah. So, I mean, what else? You know, Jimi Hendrix, he had big hands, maybe that's it.
Did he?
Yeah, because he was a guitarist.
It doesn't mean you have to have big hands.
All right, fine.
He had quite nice hair, though.
Yeah, he did. So maybe hair, yeah. What about Slash? Look, yeah.
With the top hat and the... Top hat? It is a top hat, isn't it?
He needs a top hat to contain it.
And the sunglasses.
Because
and
it's like
the shaggy locks.
It's a wild beast that just hangs from his head.
He's iconic. He's probably one of the most iconic rock stars.
In kind of locks of black silk.
I used to have long hair like that.
Did you?
Well, not that long. It came down to my shoulders and it would curl up and it was like jet black.
Oh my God. What, so you were like the Ipswich Slash?
I wouldn't go that far.
Slipswitch.
Slipswitch.
Could have been
Slashwitch. Sasquatch. I don't know. Max.
Sasquatch.
Max. Yeah. Also had straight, long blonde hair.
Really?
Went nearly. If he did that, it would nearly touch his bum.
What, like Barbara Streisand?
Yes.
I don't know. Well, you did have long hair, didn't you, until recently? We both got haircuts from a friend of ours, didn't we?
Well, yeah. Yeah, a friend we work with.
Yeah, so for listeners out there, it's quite a humorous incident with me and Tom. We put down some sheets to kind of catch the hair.
Bed sheets.
Bed sheets, yeah.
To be more specific.
And, you know, the haircut was lovely. And I think I'd say we're both pretty pleased with it right now, aren't we?
Like, yeah, I think I need another little trim.
Yeah, I need a little top up, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. But I had my haircut within your hair, which wasn't pleasant.
Yeah.
Because you kind of took your sheet that was wrapped around you and I just put it on me.
Yeah, it was so weird, was actually, kind of, wasn't it? In retrospect, it was very weird.
But I was kind of desperate for the haircut.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then we had lots of, like, kind of locks of hair in a sheet, which then, to dispose of, we just kind of wrapped up.
And we decided that we'd dispose of that at the, like, closest possible time. And then it sat in the sheet until yesterday.
Until yesterday, which was about 2 weeks afterwards.
Two and a half.
Luckily, hair doesn't go off, does it?
No. It doesn't get any nicer. It's not like it's not like a fine wine or cheese. It doesn't get better.
No.
It's still a hidden ball of hair.
It's not like, you know, you put on a toupee and you go, oh, this is a good year.
Yeah.
You know.
With a toupee, though, it would depend on your origin of the hair. Your origin of the hair. Yeah. Where your hair came from.
That's true.
And if it's synthetic or real.
Would you ever wear a toupee if you go bald one day?
No, I don't think there's not too much point. Probably just if I started going bald like and it was like early, I'd just start bicking it.
Well, to be honest, all your hair, your offcuts, you could have given to like a bald mouse or something, couldn't you? Like a
more than a mouse, I reckon a small dog.
Yeah, well, or a big dog with a small head.
Yeah, well,
yeah, or
why
a big
would the
dog?
Why would the dog only put hair on his head? He's hairy everywhere.
Oh, what you're talking about a full body toupee? Are you mental?
Why would you give an animal a toupee?
I don't know. To make him into a rock star. That's what we've just established.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you know, the reason why I said a bald mouse is because the word for a bat in French is actually bald mouse.
Have we not been through this already?
I think so, yeah. Chauve-souris. Do you remember that one?
No, not at all. So good job you brought it up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So with our sheet of hair, we disposed of it yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
And it was a bit gnarly, really. It was just these, like,
I had a lot more hair cut off.
How can we explain what happened?
There was so much hair when it got cut initially that we played with it for a while. Like, I put a beard back on my face. James got the chest hair he always wanted.
Gave myself a kind of Greek Mediterranean chest hair. Yeah.
Yeah, armpit hair as well you got for a while.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of fun.
It was
with
quite
hair.
A childish moment actually. Yeah. Post haircut.
There's a guy. Friend, and he collects all his hair. We used to.
What?
Yeah.
Is there a story behind that?
Not really. I remember putting a piece of it some of his hair in that piece of art I was making when we were at school.
That's so gross.
I kind of made Superman have a beard in a collar. But yeah.
So speaking of hair, yeah, when I was a kid, a bit like your brother Max, I had bleached blonde hair.
Bleached blonde.
And it was so white that, like, if I stood in a kind of foggy field,
yeah,
in a cloudy day, it would look like my head was half the size because my hair would just go invisible with the background. And my parents must have hated me. It's the only reason I can think.
Mm.
Because they gave me, like, probably the most textbook bowl cut you've ever seen. I mean, I think they must have bought a bowl specially that had the most, like, perfect edges because, God.
Did they never, like, market bowls just for that use?
I think so, yeah.
They should have done if they hadn't.
What, like a cutting bowl?
Yeah.
A hair cutting bowl?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that defeat the point because a bowl cut is meant to be a cheap cut? So you're saving the money, but then you're actually buying the implements to save the money.
I guess if you had four kids, four boys, and the bowl only cost...
Why boys? Girls can have bowl cuts too. Yeah. Don't be sexist.
I'm trying not to be, but...
You maybe use like a measuring cylinder for them. But just got a bit longer.
Like a bob.
Yeah, a bob.
A bob,
yeah.
And a bowl.
A bob and a bowl, yeah.
Well, maybe we should bring it back. We could be millionaires.
I think so, yeah.
The home haircutting kit.
The whole haircutting kit.
The bob,
yeah.
And bowl.
Yeah. And you could maybe even wash it and then use it with a real meal.
Mm.
Anyway, yeah. So speaking of childhood, that takes me back because I was thinking the other day about...
Take me back.
To the place I don't know.
I was going
to
do Paradise City.
Oh, yeah. Just take me down.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I said back.
All right. So see if this question takes you down, Tom.
See if it takes
you down.
I won't be able to answer it?
Yeah, to Chinatown.
Ooh.
And back. You know?
Where is the closest Chinatown?
I love that lyric in the Darkness song. I'll have a one-way ticket to hell and back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a one-way ticket will get you back there. So might want to rewrite them.
And whenever you go to hell, I don't think you're allowed back.
No.
So a one-way ticket
to
hell.
Why would you go there anyway? What about...
Because you're a super rock star. He's a rock star. He had that, like, tattoo that came out of the top of his, like, super tight... What was his name? Hawkins or something?
Something like that. Stephen Hawkins?
Yeah, I think that's his name. That's his brother. Justin Hawkins. No.
He actually is not a rock star, but he does think that stars rock.
Yeah. Oi, that's a good one. Yeah. I could see all your cogs working in your head then.
Yeah.
It was like your brain was pulsing.
What, through my bowl cut?
Yeah.
Just parted it.
You shouldn't have got the bowl cut again.
Don't make the listeners think that I have a bowl cut. It's not true. But I wish I did anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, tell me what the first album you ever bought was.
Well, Well, I remember the first music I ever bought was the Men in Black soundtrack, and my love affair with Will Smith has never ended.
Yeah, it's pretty.
People who slate Will Smith can go die. Because he is amazing.
He's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think he's done a bad song in his life.
No.
And he's the cleanest rapper in the world.
Probably the best song he ever did was probably the song that every person born from the 90s onwards can sing every lyric to.
The Fresh
Prince of Bel-Air theme tune. Apart from the extended version, which only...
Not many people know.
No, not many people do know.
I have to say, I do not know.
It's the bit in the opening credits where he's on a plane...
And when it comes on occasionally,
you're like, whoa, where is he?
We need to fill some time here, guys. Let's put the extended intro on.
Yeah. I don't know when they use that.
I think I've only ever seen it on, like, YouTube. I don't think I've ever seen it on real television. Yeah.
Whoa. What, like only seeing a wild animal in a book?
Yeah. Or on a documentary.
Mm. Well, we went for a stroll today, didn't we? We saw some...
cats?
Wild cats and
they went wild.
Birds and stuff.
We saw a bird.
Oh, no, actually, no, I scared a cat into its house, didn't I?
Yeah, that's really wild.
Yeah. So, okay, the Men in Black theme tune, great film, great song.
Yeah. But then...
The Bond Originale. As we learned last week.
Yeah.
But what was your first album from a group or an artist or whatever?
It was a cassette, and the band was Hanson.
Oh.
And the album, I think, was called Umbop. I know that was the...
That was their single, wasn't it?
That was the big hit. That was the big tube.
The tube.
And it might have been called Umbop. I can't remember what the album was called. But it was...
It's funny that we've been talking about how a rock star has to have cool hair, because they all had
The coolest hair.
Yeah, didn't they? Like Kurt Cobain-esque, straight blonde locks.
And they could all roller skate, which is obviously
cool.
Could
they?
I'm sure that was in one of the videos.
Well, do you know, recently it was Katy Perry... Did that song Last Friday Night?
That is not recently.
Do, 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 do. What was it? 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah.
All right. Well, and they were in it. They're in the music video.
Oh wow!
As well as Kenny G on the sax. Yeah. Pretty
put
cool.
On some Kenny G.
Put on some Kenny G. So, yeah, do you want to know what my first album was?
No. All right, go on, tell me.
Right, okay, mine was also a cassette, because, yeah. You know, let's face it, it was the 90s. And, okay, bear with me. Mine was Spice by the Spice Girls.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. Is that the debut album?
Yeah, I looked it up before. 1996 release date, 1997 outside Europe. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I think it's a great album.
Did it spice up your life?
It did, yeah. It's what I want to be.
Great.
Yeah. And it's really good. It's a great pop album. And well, let's face it, they probably revolutionised kind of modern pop music, especially female groups,
yeah,
didn't they?
Girl bands.
Girl bands. It was a new kind of music, and it kind of brought that attitude that then was prevalent in the 90s with, you know, I don't know, Atomic Kitten, the Sugar Babes. Downhill.
Sugar Babes, that band that like changed its...
Who was that one? Who was that one that had Alicia Dixon in?
Oh.
Who were they?
I'm thinking... Mystique.
Mystique, yeah.
I was thinking about Cleopatra. Do you remember Cleopatra?
Then there was Cleopatra.
Cleopatra. Yeah.
There was... Who was Beyoncé's group again?
Destiny's Child.
That was
a great...
Again, great. I don't know if they had the influence of the Spice Girls, but they were another... great female group around the 90s, weren't they? So yeah, it was Spice, and yeah, like most people's first album, I listened to it thoroughly, very thoroughly, and yeah.
Did you see the movie, the Spice World movie?
I think I saw it years after, and hated it.
It was really bad.
Yeah, it was terrible.
What are they all doing now, though, the Spice Girls?
I don't know. They've all got kids and stuff, haven't they?
Well, because Scary Spice got pregnant from Eddie Murphy.
Oh, Scary Spice. I just think of Bo Selecta now.
Yeah, it's bad. I don't know what Emma Bonham does.
No.
You see her on TV now and then. Jerry Halliwell? Well, I don't know what she does.
No, I don't know.
She got into yoga or something, didn't she? I don't know.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Posh Spice probably did the best.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
She's still actually doing stuff.
Yeah. And well, she's still someone's wife.
No, she's
someone's
a designer.
Someone famous's wife. Is she?
She designs and stuff. She does actually do some stuff. And what about Sporty Spice? She's on TV a lot.
She probably released a range of health DVDs.
She might have done.
I always used to find it a bit gimmicky when she did a backflip every time.
In a tracksuit.
Yeah.
She's got a lot out of it because she was like she's a bit like the weird one in it. Yeah. Like, because no one really wanted to be the sporty one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now she's probably one of the nicest looking ones.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Now, so.
And she brought out that single as well with Bryan Adams. Yeah. Not Ryan Adams.
If you're not common, not common. If you're not...
Au fait.
Yes.
Which is a French expression.
With Ryan Adams. Look him up. He does a great song called Halloween Head.
Yep.
Probably one of my favourites that I've made James listen to.
Where's he from?
I don't know.
I think he's from America.
America or Canada.
America.
I think he's American.
The US of A.
The US of the A's.
The US of A. So that was mine. Another album that I listened to thoroughly that I inherited off my dad, which I think a lot of people do when they start getting into music, was the Paul Simon's Greatest Hits. I think it's called Shining Like a National Guitar. And yeah, that was, my God, I rinsed that album so bad. Yeah.
Was that your parents' influence on your music taste, or what would they play when you were young?
Yeah, I think most people's music is influenced by what you hear when you're a kid, in the womb as well, maybe.
I don't recall.
Not so much, you know. And, what you hear on journeys and things, you know.
Yeah.
Car trips.
My dad would play a lot of James Brown. I just remember hearing James Brown. And my mum would play an endless amount of Simply Red.
Really?
Yeah. Which, you know, I'm happy that hasn't really robbed off.
Again, Mick Hucknall. Very bright red hair. It's the hair.
Yeah.
I think we've like, discovered something here.
We need to...
We should paint it like Nicholas Flamel's Philosopher's Stone.
That's how to become a rock star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I was a kid, I was really obsessed with the song Stan by Eminem.
Yeah.
And I had it on
a
cassette
tape. Is that why you were blonde?
What?
Is that why you got the blonde bowl cut?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, probably. And it's probably why I'm so... use so many profanities in my language.
And it's why you just wear, like, a white T-shirt, big white T-shirt.
Not
and
wearing
blue,
that, viewers.
And blue jeans.
Don't listen to Tom. He's painting a horrible picture of me. And I remember listening that I'd listen to it on my Walkman in my bed, pitch black at night. I'd listen to it, rewind it, listen to it again,
getting full of hate.
Yeah, no, it's great. Like
writing
great
letters.
No, getting full of lyrical genius, that's what. Yeah.
I remember when I was younger, when I'd go in the car, my dad, he'd have a tape of a Gary Glitter.
Ooh.
And, yeah, Gary Glitter, ooh, before.
Not great in retrospect.
Like, you want to be in my gang, all these great songs. I remember, yeah, this is good. And
probably not great if you were in his gang.
Yeah, probably not. But then at the time, I just remember the tape disappearing. And no one heard of it again, it seems. And now, when I go back and think about it, that's probably a good reason that tape disappeared.
Yeah.
Well done, Papa.
So, on a complete tangent, I found out what the word for a baby platypus is the other day.
It's a complete tangent.
Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
It's a puggle. A puggle.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's too close to the word pug.
And what's pug?
A dog.
Yeah. Yes, I guess it's like, think of a little dog. Little puggle.
It's all wrinkly, is it?
Yeah, I found that out because I was playing on that Sporkle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like Sporkle.
It's like this website where you can play kind of these loads of online like quizzes.
So, yeah, I can only play it with you because I can't spell.
Yeah.
So I need to.
And just... I'm like a beast at typing.
Yeah, it's all them spelling bees that you won when you were younger.
Yeah. Well, do you know, a keyboard on a computer is actually called a clavier as well.
Okay.
Going back to the...
But we call it the same as well, eh?
The point.
We call the keyboard a keyboard and a keyboard a keyboard. So it's a clavier.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So it's the same word for both. And a key on a keyboard or on a laptop keyboard,
mm-hmm,
is un touche.
Un touche?
Yeah, like touching. You know? Yeah. Un touche.
Makes
so you can
more
say
sense.
A key... on a keyboard is un touche, yeah. Whereas a key in the door is a clé.
Ah, okay.
Which again comes from this clavis, the Latin.
Mm.
Yeah. So I was thinking about where my musical interest comes from.
Mm-hmm.
I play the guitar, as you know.
I've heard.
After I gave up the French horn, I filled the void with the guitar. So if you want to say that, I think guitar is probably one of the most common instruments to play, isn't it? So I thought people might want to know how to say that. So, in French, it's je joue de la guitare.
Je joue de la guitare.
Yeah, so joue comes from the verb...
play.
Yeah, exactly, jouer. And that's just, I play the guitar. Another thing you might play is the drums.
Yep.
Which is la batterie.
La batterie.
So how do you say, I play the drums?
Je joue de la batterie.
Exactly, yeah. Well, it's je joue.
Je
joue.
Je joue.
Je joue. Yeah. But, battery. What do you think that sounds like?
Like a battery, like, you know,
yeah,
like so a Duracell.
Getting, like, pumped up, yeah. And so, as well as it meaning a drum kit or drums, it also can mean battery in the sense of, like, a battery on your laptop.
Yeah.
You know? And you can even say, recharger les batteries.
Yeah.
To recharge your batteries,
mm-hmm,
if you're feeling tired. But okay, so this, it gets even more confusing. So a single battery, like a AA battery,
uh-huh,
is not called batterie.
No.
Now, in that case, it's called une pile.
Une pile?
Yeah, like P-I-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
It looks a bit like the word pile,
mm-hmm,
in English. So une pile, yeah?
Pile.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember today, we were walking along, we went on a little stroll, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
And we saw an old lady leaning down and trying to put something in what can only describe as a kind of weirdly shaped post box,
yeah,
with the word piles,
yeah,
on it.
It confused me.
Yeah. And
it was that bum height.
And yeah, it was a bum height, and it had a kind of circular shape to it, didn't it? So Tom turned to me with a kind of peculiar look on his face, and he said, "What is that old woman doing? Is this how you get things treated in Switzerland?" But no, of course not. It means batteries. So that is a battery... kind of disposal unit.
But still, she was trying to put a light bulb in there.
Yeah, it didn't explain the way she waddled off, though, did it?
No.
Let's face it. So, dance it on cold walls, people.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing off that little tangent is that then the word pile,
mm-hmm,
in French is ta. T-A-S.
T-A-S.
So it's pronounced ta.
Ta.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's a little little offshoot from me playing the guitar to a pile. Yeah,
I think that rounds out the episode.
It does, yeah.
It's quite musical. I think we hit all the notes.
I think we hit the right notes. I think we struck the right chords. So yeah, I hope our listeners have enjoyed listening to our dulcet tones.
Yeah.
And
you tune in again or download again.
So thanks for listening this week. We've enjoyed it, I hope, as much as you guys. And if you want to get in touch for
any reason,
any comments or suggestions or episodes, advice, then our email address is pardonmyfrenchpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can access us or message us on our Facebook page.
Yeah, just search Pardon My French. It's probably something like www.facebook.com/PardonMyFrenchPodcast.
It's probably something like that, yeah.
Yeah. We had a message on Facebook this week just regarding our movie episode from last week, saying a little interesting fact about the movie Home Alone that we brought up, one of my favourite movies, that in French it's called Mummy, I Missed the Plane, which is what in French?
It's Maman, j'ai raté l'avion.
Yeah. So, nice little fact. Thank you very much. Fact.
So, guys, please don't miss our next episode.
Yeah.
So, make sure you're sitting in the departure lounge waiting to taxi on the runway.
Yeah.
And we'll be jettisoning shortly to our next adventure of linguistic travel.
Yeah. So, see you soon.
Et à la prochaine.